And it's 8:34, Quick Slam this morning. We are joined by Arthur Knott Hopkins, Area Officer for the Missouri Veterans Commission, with the latest information for our events in the listening area. And we do have open phones. If you have any questions this morning, you can ring in at 263-2424. That's the Moberly Local line. Sheridan Valley line is 388-6424. Or you can call 800-892-2300, as Arthur has office hours in both Moberly and in Macon. We'll be covering those hours and the phone number coming up in just a moment. Our topic today, at least at the start, is Agent Orange. You wanted to look at a couple of things, Arthur, right?
Yes. Well, there's a couple of things that are happening that I'm very excited for, and both involve Washington, D.C. The first, right now, the VA is being asked to expand Whitewater veteran coverage. Now, what Whitewater means is those veterans who served on ships that were offshore in Vietnam. And currently, the VA only recognizes those veterans as exposed to Agent Orange who actually set foot on the ground in Vietnam. They don't recognize, or let me back up a little bit, they also recognize those veterans who served on boats that touched in on shore, or were close on shore, or ran up the rivers. But they do not recognize those veterans who served offshore, further away. And there's legislation that is going through both houses in Washington right now, and it's getting a lot of support from the politicians. But the VA right now is saying there's not the medical evidence to support these Whitewater veterans and expanding the coverage to them as far as Agent Orange. However, there's a lot of veterans organizations that say the veterans who served on these ships have the same symptoms, the same diseases, the same problems as the veterans who served on shore. So there's a lot of organizations that are trying to get the VA to change their mind. It's going to take an act of Congress, and that's no pun intended, to have that change. So I think it's important. One of the things my organization does is tells veterans to get involved with veteran service organizations, such as American Legion, VFW, DAV, not saying any is better than the other, but get involved with those organizations and make sure your politicians know what your feelings are related to that issue. Also related to Agent Orange.
And before you go on.
Go on. Sorry.
So how does it work? So the VA takes one side. Congress is supportive of it. So what happens now? I mean, will Congress be able to enact this, even if VA is not supportive of it?
Yes. Congress is who establishes the rules for the VA. So Congress is the one who makes those changes. A lot of people think, oh, well, the VA will continue to deny. The VA is just, I hate to hear the claim, deny until you die. A lot of veterans feel that the VA is the one who is denying. But the VA's hands are tied in a lot of issues. Congress is the one who establishes certain parameters as far as what they are doing. And usually they go with the VA's recommendation. In this case, I'm hoping they do not. I'm hoping that they look at the evidence themselves and make a determination. And in a political season, we have a good chance of that.
All right. Well, we've got some breaking news from Arthur here, because he says our two Missouri senators are working together on something. I should say that. But you do have different sides of the political aisle, but McCaskill and Blunt.
And it is very nice to see that, because I think we need to see more of that in Washington. I think our elected officials need to work together, as Senator McCaskill and Blunt are doing, on this issue. And this also has to do with Agent Orange. Both of the senators they're co-sponsoring legislation that would provide veterans exposed to Agent Orange in Thailand the same benefit as those who served in Vietnam and Korea. And the Vietnam, they're both in support of the Whitewater issue. But Thailand is the big issue. And what happens with Thailand, Agent Orange was used in Thailand. There is no question of that. However, currently the VA's hands are tied again, where the only people who are recognized as being exposed are those who work the perimeter fences of the air bases. And I personally think that's very limited. If you're spraying an herbicide, which this stuff came out it was a mist. It was almost like spraying a hose. Very thick. That stuff's going to run off. You're going to have fumes in the air. It makes sense to me, as a layman, I'm not a medical professional, makes sense to me that those who were further away from the fence would have also been exposed. We've seen that coverage expand in Vietnam. I think it's logical that the coverage will expand for Thailand as well. And I have had, what started me looking at this is I had three Thailand veterans who called in 1 week looking for coverage. And regretfully, I had to tell them it was limited. Only if we could prove, and it's hard to prove, that your duties had you working around the perimeter of the fence, were they eligible for the Agent Orange claims. And I really do hope, personally, I will support both of the senators in this issue. And again, it's a political issue. It's going to take other members of Congress to support the and Senate to support the issue and have it go forward.
Okay, very good. And, you know, when we're talking about this topic, you say, well, it seems far away, but you've just mentioned you had three cases.
Yes.
That came up in our listening area, and you also had a case regarding mustard gas.
Yes.
As well, right?
And that's something else as well. My claim in mustard gas for mustard gas, which is a very rare claim, was in the Macon area. And we successfully won that claim. And part of winning that claim is it helped the VA to recognize there were other bases that were involved in full-body mustard gas testing that the Department of Defense did not originally have on their list. And Camp Crowder here in Missouri, which is now run by the National Guard, was part of that testing. And I will give kudos to Senator McCaskill for this. She worked with me and with the veterans' family, and she introduced legislation and worked for it for 2 years to get it through the House, both houses. And President Trump signed it this last year. One of the things the VA is doing now because of that, they have added Camp Crowder as well as four other places they did not know mustard gas was tested onto a list, and they are actively seeking veterans who were involved in full-body mustard gas testing to establish the claims. Now, if the veteran has passed away, the family can still file a claim as well. I'm not going to say it's an easy road to do that, but we can do that, and we can work through the process. And it will not be a quick process. It will take a couple of years.
Okay, for these particular claims, be it Agent Orange or mustard gas, do you have to have something from a VA hospital, from a doctor, physician? Where does it start when you make a claim like this?
Well, one of the things you have to do is have a current diagnosis. You have to have a medical condition that exists now. And then we have to show how that medical condition is connected to your military service. It's called that nexus. We have to show when you were in the military, when you had some type of hazard that happened while you were in the military, and you have that current problem. Now, if you had something that happened, let's say you broke a foot while you were in the military, and you have had no problem with that foot for 50 years, but now you're saying you're having problems with that foot and it's because of your military service. That's a little bit hard to establish because for 50 years you have had no problem. But if you've continually had a problem or it's something that degenerative arthritis is an issue, where if you broke that foot, you may have had some minor issues, but you took care of it with over-the-counter medicine. But as you got older, it flared up more. That's something sometimes we can establish that claim. But the key thing is you have to have a current diagnosis linked to something that happened in the service.
All right, Arthur Knott Hopkins, my guest from the Missouri Veterans Commission. We're going to take a break. If you have any phone calls, you're welcome to give us a call here on Quicksland this morning.
On July 30th, Republican State Representative Nate Walker was forced to disclose to the Missouri Ethics Commission just how much questionable money he was taking from outside groups, and it was shameful. Liberal trial attorneys, fat cat lobbyists, and special interests from outside our community poured over $100,000 into career politician Nate Walker's faltering campaign. Why? Because they know he can be bought. Walker is so desperate for a promotion to the Senate, he even took tainted money from as far away as Texas. With so many outsiders funding his campaign, we simply can't trust Nate Walker to represent our Northeast Missouri values in Jefferson City. In the August 7th Republican primary, vote for someone who isn't bought and paid for by liberal activists and out-of-state influencers. Say no to Nate Walker. Paid for by Missouri Club for Growth PAC, Joy D. McMillan Treasurer, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Missouri Club for Growth PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising. Learn more at www.moclubforgrowth.org.
Let's face it, you're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, and I'm going to help you finally get what you really deserve, a great night's sleep with a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton, the softest you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. They're twice the quality at half the price. Join hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, who sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. And make sure to check out our award-winning blankets, towels, and pillows, too. We guarantee you'll sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. So we let you try them in your home, risk-free for a month. Plus, if you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off at bollandbranch.com with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Missouri Army National Guard. Aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association at this station.
Spend a few more minutes with Arthur Nod Hopkins. And again, if you would like to ring in, you can give us a call with your question here this morning. You've been talking about Agent Orange. What type of conditions have been the result of this exposure?
Well, the two big ones that I see are diabetes and ischemic heart disease. Ischemic heart disease is basically the hardening of the arteries. If you have ended up with a shunt or had to have your arteries ballooned where they would open up more, that's what I see usually goes along with ischemic heart disease. So those two things are the big things. There are some other issues, some types of cancer, skin conditions that can go along with it, but those are a little bit harder. The big one as far as cancer for males is prostate cancer. If you end up with, if you were boots on the ground in Vietnam, or we can prove your exposure to Agent Orange through the other issues, like I talked about the perimeter with Thailand, then if you have prostate cancer, diabetes, or ischemic heart disease, the VA considers those presumptive conditions. Now, I recommend any veteran who has a heart condition, we see if it could be connected with Agent Orange if they served in the areas where they were exposed. The worst that can happen is the VA says no. I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose the condition. So, and that's one of the things that we need first. We have to have that current diagnosis that shows you have the condition. That can be from a private doctor or it can be from a VA doctor. It does not have to be a diagnosis through the VA. One of the first things to do to establish a claim is we have to prove you were in the military. So we have to have you discharged or somehow establish that you were in, whether it be citations, something to that effect. A lot of World War II veterans and some Korean War veterans, their records were destroyed in a fire. But there are other ways to try to reconstruct some of what was there. As I talked about earlier, we also have to show that there was something that happened in the military to cause the current condition. So we're looking for medical treatment records. If you have a copy of your medical treatment records from when you got out, those are like gold. The VA should be able to get a copy of your records from the Department of Defense. However, if you're a World War II veteran, some of those records were lost. And that's where it gets really hard to help with that claim.
What types of documents do you have to fill out to make these claims?
Well, filling out the claims, a person can do it on their own. All of the forms are available at the VA website. However, as is typical with government forms, for a four-page application, there'll be seven pages of instructions. And the instructions are often confusing. And that's where a person like myself, a veteran service officer, can help you through the process. Usually, the first time I meet with someone for a compensation claim, We're gathering all that information, and I'm interviewing them. I'm asking them a lot of questions, and I'm making notes. And then I help them put together the statement to support why we think the current problem is linked to their military service. When it comes to Agent Orange, we don't have to put up a lot of a fight if there is proof that they were boots on the ground in Vietnam. And I think our community and nationwide, I think we've done a very good job of educating veterans. But I had a veteran who came into my Macon office just 2 weeks ago, and I tried to convince him to put in a claim. He has diabetes. He's a Vietnam boots on the ground veteran. But he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to rock the boat. He felt that there were other veterans who deserved it more than him. And a lot of people think that the veterans who need the help more are the ones who've lost a limb or even the families because the veteran has lost their life. But there are, I believe strongly, that all of the veterans who have an issue that are linked to the military service need to establish that, because that raises the eyes of the politicians to show we need to do a little bit more for our military.
All right. So if you want to schedule an appointment with Arthur Nod Hopkins, have an advocate from the Missouri Veterans Commission help you out with these documents or any questions you may have, what are your office hours?
Okay. In Moberly, I'm usually there Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And my phone number there is 660-263-4960. And I'm usually in Macon on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And my phone number there is 660-385-6192.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
We'll be in the second Monday in September this coming
yes.
up next time. All right.
Yes.
Very good. Arthur Nod Hopkins joining me from the Missouri Veterans Commission on Quicks Land this morning.